Burcon's planning board meeting, May 12th, 2011.
I turned off my phone at 7:30, which is advertised for 7:30.
Here's what it is. Everybody ready? Everybody ready? Let's go. I'd like to call this meeting to order. If everybody could please rise and join me with the pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough of Highlands Planning Board, and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and notice has been posted on the public bulletin board. Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill is absent this evening. Mr. Schellner?
Here.
Mr. Parla?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Peterson?
Here.
Mayor Nolan is absent. Mr. Stockton?
Here.
Ms. Ruby and Mr. Shields are both absent.
Okay. Our agenda is light, and we jump all the way down to actions on any other business. Under that, there are two items for discussion regarding zone ordinance amendments. The first is going to be Sandy Hook Bay Marina and a request from Mr. Bollerman regarding that property. And then the second is with regard to ordinance O-07-07 litigation with regard to the other trailer.
Correct.
And then after that, we have approval of our minutes to do. And then there are some items in the packet, some correspondence that came in to review. I guess the very first thing we'll do is get into our discussion regarding the zone change request that we received from Sandy Hook Bay Marina. And in your packets, you have a memorandum from our borough clerk, Ms. Cummins, and a copy of the letter from Sandy Hook Bay Marina requesting the zone change, and then on the table tonight there is also some other information. There's a memorandum from the zoning officer pertaining to the uses there, and some other communications that came in pertaining to that project.
Mr. Chairman, I address the board regarding procedural issues.
Sure.
Okay. First, I see this letter was addressed to Mayor Nolan. I assume the borough council referred it over to us?
Correct.
It didn't come directly from the individual himself, Mr. Bollerman. It came through the council.
Correct, to the planning board.
Okay. So the council is now asking us to review this as a proposed ordinance or zone change, correct?
And provide comments.
Okay. So what we would have to do is, I would suggest that the board not get into the substantive aspects of this. I read this today, and although it is a very short letter, it is loaded with tremendous amount of complex issues that I think need to be explored by the board through and with the planner and vetted out with perhaps members of the public, the subcommittee, and so on.
Okay.
Because there's a whole lot here that he's asked about, dropping affordable housing, different apartment uses, more than one principal use perhaps on a property. So I would think that what you should probably do is set this down for a future hearing. In the interim, do what we've done in the past. I've checked, although I had to dust a little bit of rust off because we've only met once or so in the last 6 or 7 months. The board is typically, in these type of situations, appointed a subcommittee, and in addition to the subcommittee, had the planner, Mr. Truscott,
mm-hmm.
Get a report going, get everything in before the next meeting. So that it's on record, members of the public can take a look at it, members of the board can think about all of this and have the benefit of the subcommittee report and have the benefit of Mr. Truscott's report so that we can approach this in a logical, intelligent fashion.
Okay.
And that's what my suggestion would be, that we do not get into the substantive aspects of this tonight, only the procedural.
Do we have a timeline that we have to pay attention to?
Typically,
the next one that we do.
Okay.
Yeah, a referral by statute. Anytime they're going to amend a development or a zoning ordinance or write a new one, we are by law given 35 days from the date that we have been formally requested.
Okay.
Quite often you get more time than that, but typically that's the timetable. I see there's a letter in from Borough Clerk dated, I think, last week or the 6th or so of May. And I understand there was a request, God bless you, for the other matter, that they would like, the governing body would like to have it back by the 1st of June, but it doesn't seem likely. And you do have a statutory 35-day time provision, which would take you into mid-June.
Do we have to report back to Mayor and Council what our procedures are going to be?
Well, I think as a matter of courtesy, you can.
We should report something
back.
Yeah,
you should. It's important to let the governing body know what you're doing to proceed along with the task that you've been given.
Excuse me, for the record, Mayor Nolan arrived at 7:35 p.m.
Okay.
That you should. You should keep them abreast of what's going on. And I dovetailing into that request as well, I think it makes perfect sense to do the same thing. Because in light of recent litigation, I would really want to make sure that every procedural I and is dotted and T is crossed correctly. So that substantively or subjectively, how the board decides anything is your business. My task is to guide you through the procedural and I would like to see this done in an orderly, intelligent fashion.
Okay.
May I interrupt for 1 second?
No.
Ask a question.
Not at this time.
Not just yet.
But if that's a public, is that a public document?
Not just yet. You will have opportunity. We're discussing what the procedures are going to be.
That's my point, exactly.
And you'll have opportunity to do that, but right now is just not the time to do that.
If it's a procedural issue and it's public.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Please stop.
That's all. Thank you.
I mean, it's public information.
Thank you.
Well, if we need a subcommittee, I'll volunteer to be on the subcommittee.
What are you talking about a subcommittee for?
We're talking about Marina the first... The request for the zone change for the Sandy Hook Bay Marina.
Okay. Do you want to discuss doing a, I know Mr. Truscott's here to discuss doing a revised master plan, which we can encompass maybe both things instead of breaking into subcommittees. And
well, you just missed the whole
I apologize.
First section
I'm sorry.
Of that.
I got stuck with Patterson.
We outlined a procedure that we're going to follow with
okay,
regard
fantastic.
To this. And it will probably take a public hearing.
Oh, yeah.
But before we do the public hearing portion of that, we're going to create a subcommittee to discuss it, organize ourselves, and make sure that we get all our ducks in a row. And then the borough planner is also going to
criteria for review of a referral of a development ordinance, zoning ordinance, or amendment is you have a 35-day time frame. The board has to review that in conjunction with the master plan to see if it's consistent or inconsistent with the master plan, and the board is entitled to comment on such other matters that it deems relevant and just. Okay. Insofar as master plan is concerned, you got to get into the document. I look through what we've done in the past, and almost in all cases, when anything of any substantive nature comes through, we've usually gotten a report from Mr. Truscott so that he can guide you. I mean, you do with what he and I tell you legally and what he tells you from a planning perspective as you see fit. And then you go from there when you prepare your final report and recommendation back to the governing body on an ordinance amendment.
Now, do we need a professional service to obtain this report?
You need a professional service?
To obtain a
contract.
Report?
You
need a contract? Yes, I would think so, because if it's not budgeted, it would be outside of the budget and you would need to have the board authorize it. Yeah, if you haven't budgeted for it, that's... Yeah.
And I have not.
It makes sense.
So, for the record, with regard to the Bowman case, may anyone petition for a change in the ordinance and specific elements of an ordinance or
they can ask the governing body.
And does that trigger the expenditure of the board for?
Well, no.
I mean, no, it should require fees.
You know, I would again. The procedure is it's the governing body. They send it to us. We don't do this of our own. If Mr. Bollman sent a letter directly to you, I would ask this, you to authorize the secretary to send it back to him and tell him, go to the mayor and council. You know, we don't make zone changes, and we don't initiate zone changes for the most part. That has to come from the governing body. They're the legislative branch of government here. And insofar as the expenditure of the funds, that's a discussion that all of you can have. And you know, if it's not been budgeted for, Mr. Ballman's asking you to do something above and beyond. Although I'm not a municipal attorney, I don't really know the law on that, but it seems to me logical that it's logical that if it's not been budgeted and it's not a borough-initiated item, that the borough may want to ask him for some contribution for professional staff. It's his request, so he should pay the fee.
That was one of my questions in this request that we did get from him. Whether he has any other ideas or concept plans or site plans that he's working on now, and you know, is it appropriate to ask him to at least supply something?
And what happens if we're going to merge this zoning amendment possibly with the other one, as the mayor had suggested? Then how do we figure out the expenditures?
Well, can I say something also, Jack?
And sure.
Councilman Francis here, he'll tell you that I think what I recall. Our municipal attorney said most of this you can't do anyway, right or wrong, Chris. And I don't think that anybody at the council table has a lot of flavor for doing most of this anyway. We talked about, and we've been talking about between us, you know, two at a time on the borough council, about doing a lot of things that are not zone specific anywhere, just around town, and not necessarily a master plan revisit, but more so a stimulus type of package. I know that's, depending on what side of the fence you sit, that could be a good or bad thing. But a reality small town version, we're not going to tax anybody. We're talking about like streamlining a couple things and maybe some tax abatement issues and things like that. I don't know if our borough attorney meant that we can't do it at the table or that we can't do it, period. In other words, we never want to bypass planning, zoning, or you know, whatever it's supposed to be.
I don't know what your borough attorney's intentions were when he said.
Well, we basically just, he weighed in on it because we got it, like you said, it came to the council table. I will tell you, as we were closing the meeting, Ms. Dibble was here and said to Chris and I, she wants to send a letter also asking something, which, as you said, anybody could ask for anything, and that's fine. And I think one of her main things were a use, right, Chris, that it retains the mobile park.
Correct.
Use.
And I would think the prudent thing to do would be to discuss that at the context, subjective contents of the letter with your borough attorney.
Okay.
And
so like
see
if, council meeting?
Yeah, see if he believes that some of the requests are illegal to begin with.
I think he pretty much told us that.
And if that's the case, then you might want to alter or retract the submission back.
Without people over saying it's here to waste money and time.
And
exactly. You might want to put back and say,
I was directed to send this to the board.
Item one,
both
letting
boards.
Him use the parking for boat storage, to me, seems like that's doable.
In the winter, like
now,
you talked about.
Yeah, I mean, he can do it.
I don't know.
And
it was that. He doesn't have the seat to meet the parking. So, how does that, because it was a
planning
board.
Site plan review.
Right.
Yeah, I think you need to look into this further at your level.
I think
it may not even, some of it that's in there, you may out of hand say, you can't do this. There's something about he wants to drop affordable housing on that.
No, we're not doing that.
Nobody's going to do that.
But the only thing that we had.
We understand that, Jack. Yeah. We really do.
No, I get it. But you may want to look at it and say, well, okay, the other thing is we think you can do this anyway. We don't need to send it over to the planning board for a review, retaining me, retaining Marty to do all the work. And spend the money. It may be.
Peter brought up something at this point. I think you started to say, since the parking is associated with the ferry, it would require a site plan to change.
Sure.
To change.
It may very well be
that. He goes to the construction official and said, I got rid of ferry service. I want to put boats there. He says that triggers because you've changed the identification of parking. You have to go to the planning board for a review.
Right. It's a permitted use. You need site plan approval. You go to the planning board. It's a non-permitted use. you need a use variance and site plan approval, you go to the zoning board. That's what I'm saying. It may not, maybe it shouldn't be with us just yet. It needs to be further looked at. That's
so we did direct a letter from the borough clerk from the last council meeting to Mr. Boffman, correct?
Yes, encouraging him that we were looking into this and that we were investigating the existing uses. I was also directed to send this to the planning board and zoning board. Our zoning board attorney
said
has
not to,
said
right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, and plus there may be things in there after you digest it, you may say, we don't want to do this. And you don't have to send it. She said, we're not sending it to the planning board because we don't want to do it.
Well, the parking, the boat parking seems reasonable to do.
I'm not saying
everything else is not.
Okay, I think the rest we were told is illegal, actually. But for the record.
With regard to the boat parking, if he has the marina use on the property, I see in the ordinance that, you know, temporary storage of boats is permitted along with that marina use.
Correct.
And
which is why I thought it was.
But because of the ferry use on the property, there may have been a site plan condition from an old resolution striking out the storage in the parking lot for one reason or another.
I'm sure
we just have to check
there's
into
something.
That.
Yeah.
That's what. But it was your resolution. That's what you have to check into.
Right.
What happened too? Right. I think at one point this is all tied into an arrangement for the restaurant being open, let's say 5 months out of the year, and the boat storage in the winter. And the restaurant being closed, obviously there would probably be less of a rent, I would assume. If that was me, that's what I would ask for. Less rent when you closed. And the money offset from the boat storage. So that's why we all knew that. I mean, it makes sense. We didn't really have a problem with it. But the rest, I mean, our attorney told us flat out is illegal. So you want to send it back to us and we just review it and talk? Could you?
I think also the aspect of whether he can occupy the spaces that are above the two things. That's a site plan issue too.
Occupy what? I'm sorry.
He says he wants to rent out the spaces above the restaurant and above the shop to third parties. That's another use on the same site.
He would need a zoning variance for that.
Well, he needs to satisfy parking requirements and have a site plan.
Yeah,
so if you know what you want, if you have a sailing plan with 20 cars, it's one thing. If you have a guy writing the code, it's another thing.
Well,
you guys
I think to Peter's point, I think it makes sense to. It needs further analysis. Refine it down and narrow down the issues and see what goes where and what slot gets put in.
Well, I remember sitting on the planning board, and Peter, I know you were here, and Andrew was here, and I think Chris was in the room when it happened, when they pulled a use, because but now the ferry terminal is there, too, at that point. Remember they didn't have adequate parking?
They wanted additional uses.
They wanted additional uses for other stuff.
He wanted to put...
And remember he pulled it before he went through?
He wanted... It was the charter boat. The
Kathleen,
the
yacht
the Kathleen,
yeah.
The Kathleen, the catamaran. And I felt, personally, I thought that is a consistent use of the marina. How many...
It wasn't a problem with that. The problem was with parking. Because he still had the ferry there. The problem at that point, and Mr. Eaton and Ms. Dibble were here and brought it up, that because of the way things would pan out, if I remember, if I'm wrong, you can tell me, I think this was parking. They realized at the end they didn't have enough parking and they told
them. They were also using the water property.
Correct. They were using the dimensions of the water property and all that.
I think that would be
there. They were using the calculation of the land under the water as dent for dent.
Right, but what I think was when they realized the new calculations, they wouldn't have had existing parking for what they already had.
Right.
So they pulled it. You know what I mean? And now CETO's down there and...
And then one of the other points that they make is they'd like the option to be able to negotiate with other ferry services for this
right.
area. So ferry services are permitted use there. Again, it's just a site plan.
Exactly.
And if you have boat storage and ferry service, we know that doesn't work. If you have one or the other, it may work.
Yeah, but he can negotiate and then come to us with a plan.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Right. He doesn't need approval to negotiate.
The
right.
things that you would right. would really require change in the ordinance would be to change right. a townwide process where you can count underwater land
no.
as
yes.
developable
yeah,
rights,
that's,
which
yeah,
no. that's just not. That
sounds crazy.
Nobody wants to do that.
No, that sounds crazy.
No.
All right.
Except
so,
Chairman,
I guess we should come
to I think it would be a motion to refer it back to the governing body and ask them to revisit what's in there and refine it down to the basic elements and to decide whether or not they want us to do anything or not.
Okay.
So we don't have to maybe refer back to worry about Mr. Bowerman and say, please.
That's their, whatever they want, what I mean, refining down whatever they want to do, we'll do.
Application.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the council says go back to the planning board for this,
fine. I know that.
If not, okay.
So we don't, we shouldn't establish a subcommittee now?
I would think so.
Until further directions from the council.
So right now we're looking for a motion to refer back to council.
Correct.
I'll make that.
Offered by Mayor Mullen.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Parla.
Okay.
Mr. Mullen?
Okay.
Mr. Schollner?
Yes.
Mr. Parla?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Stockton?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Okay. Unfortunately, we have two members of the governing body.
The next item on our agenda is discussion regarding ordinance 07 or O-07-07 litigation, and I'm going to step down from any deliberations or discussions on this matter because I've been refused all through the site planning process. I'm turning this over to our vice chairman, Mr. Shaw.
Well, this time I want to get paid.
Yeah.
Put that on record.
Got on the record.
Interesting.
Again, this, as I said before, this is something that I think needs to be vetted and looked at by subcommittee and the planner and put down for a public hearing. And that tonight, I would recommend that you not deal with the subjective portion of it, the substance of it, more of a, let's set up a procedure.
Set the committee and
set the procedure down and a date for the, perhaps the next meeting in June, and get Mr. Truscott in on it, because we're certainly going to, I think you're going to need, I would recommend that you get his approval.
So at the next meeting in June, the subcommittee should come here with a recommendation.
Yes.
You're making the committee tonight.
Yeah, make your committee
Do
tonight.
Do we have a subcommittee set up?
Well, you did. Well, you've had subcommittees that have worked on things, ordinance amendments, master plan, and so on. That they coalesce the ideas so that they can get it to the rest of the board. And then
we could set up a committee of four members or less, which just can't have five.
Yeah, can't have four.
I'll offer to be on there.
I'll volunteer again.
All right, so that's Mayor Nolan.
I'll volunteer.
Mr. Parla.
And I'll volunteer.
Ms. Peterson. And Mr. Schollner. Are all volunteering. Would someone like to offer that in a motion that they sit on a subcommittee? Offered by Mayor Nolan?
Second.
Second by Mr. Parla. Mr. Mullen?
Mr. Mullen?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
What are you kidding?
I'll look that up.
Okay. Mr. Schollner?
Yes.
Mr. Parla?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan? Okay, motion carries. We have a subcommittee of four members. That's Mayor Nolan, Mr. Parlin, Ms. Peterson, and Mr. Schollner.
Keep in mind, a subcommittee does not absolve the rest of the board from getting involved in the process.
Except for
Andrew. So now what do we do about
Except for Andrew. Well, he's recused.
Right.
What do we do now about Mr. Truscott? Do we have to authorize a professional service contract for him to participate?
We know we're moving very quickly here, and the reason I voted no is I know there are a lot of things about this that as you say, weren't done properly the first time.
Right.
Sort of jumping into this process.
That, no, actually, I'm stopping us from jumping into it.
Well, we're setting up a subcommittee to look at the possibilities of revising our ordinance, and I don't have a sense that, one, there aren't some problems with regard to doing that. What is the purpose of doing it? Have we established what the purpose of changing this ordinance is from its current use?
That's not what you do. That's your subjective feeling as to whether or not you should do it or not. I'm talking specifically about procedure to get all of you to the point where then you take on that.
Is that subcommittee going to take up the matter of whether or not zoning, rezoning a property that is exclusively held by one person may constitute spot zoning?
I wouldn't think they're going to do that. I would think it would. Whatever they want to do, they can do. Remember, the law is when you review a development ordinance, that first task is to review it for consistency or inconsistency with the master plan.
Well, we're not reviewing an ordinance.
Yes, you are. That letter to me says you're reviewing an ordinance.
There's no ordinance before.
Well, that, I haven't gotten to that yet. That letter clearly says, the way I read it, that they're being tasked to review a proposed amendment to a zoning ordinance. Okay. Isn't that correct?
No.
Okay. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the intent of the letter.
My understanding is that there were several notions of what might occur at this site, and they were looking for proposed ordinance modifications from this board.
They have made some suggestions, and they're looking for your feedback so they can draft an ordinance, which they would send back to the council.
Six elements that they're asking to put in a new ordinance that they're asking you to work on.
Well, we're asking if we should put them in. You may come back and say we should do nothing.
That's what you're being asked to look at.
Correct.
Maintain current density and so on. That's the task. That's what they're seeking. I assume that's what you're seeking to put into an ordinance.
That's what we're sorting out if we should put into
an ordinance. Okay, then I would stand corrected. Okay. It's not just an ordinance review. It's a review of these six items to see whether or not the board is of the opinion that these items or any other items should be included.
Or any other that the board may.
Right. Remember, I told you, there's two tasks. Consistency with the master plan or lack thereof, and such other matters as you as a board think are relevant. And I'm just
trying to establish what is the purpose of this amendment.
It's right here.
Then you tell me what it is.
I know. I don't know. That's not my job to tell you what the purpose is.
My
job is to tell that. That's what you have to decipher, and that's what you will vet in your discussions when you consider this. You may come to an opinion that there is the purpose of this is not, you don't think it's a good, valid zoning or planning purpose. And you're going to vote no on one or all of these items because of that. That's your task as a board member. Okay? And you will have the justification to vote yes or no on that. I'm just trying to get you to the point where I establish the procedure that you can use so that you can vet your feelings on these items, whether pro or con.
Jack, two questions.
Yes.
One, will you be attending the subcommittee meeting and hearing to provide legal advice all the way through that part of the process?
Only if you ask me to.
I would propose that the subcommittee consider that might
be
a very good thing to do.
I think
it's fine.
Good.
It's fine.
Can you guide us, or maybe not, maybe if you will be at that time, on the types of things the board should be considering in this project, things like impact, financial impact, are those all things that should be taken into consideration?
I defer some of that to Mr. Truscott. I'll do my best to keep you within the four corners of the law.
Okay.
I don't want to overstep my bounds. I never ever step into your subjective feelings or non-feelings on the matter. But I'll do my best to give you whatever guidance I can legally.
So you will attend all the meetings?
If that's what you like, I'll be there. And again, it isn't for the members of the board who are not on the subcommittee. It's not that you have to adopt this subcommittee and they're going to steer you in any way. The other members are perfectly, when this comes before the board in a public forum, the other members of the board are perfectly entitled to vet whatever feelings they have on the matters that are in this that they please. I want to be within the four corners of the law. I'm aware of the lawsuit. I'm aware of the ordinance being struck down. I read the opinion, it was a month or two ago, and I got the gist of what the judge said. Okay. I'm going to do my darndest not to let anything like that happen on our watch.
Yeah, that's why I really thought it was critical. You
exactly. That's why I will not get into the subjective end of it. And I'm suggesting that you don't get into that tonight. And as far as how you feel about it, if you think this is ill
advised, it's not a matter of how I feel at all. It's really what is the mission of the board in amending this ordinance? What is the purpose? Is that the current ordinance is unsatisfactory? And
I assume that
it has to be amended.
Whatever it says in there, Peter. If you have to take from this what it says. I'm going to make an assumption that the current ordinance as it's written or is stricken is not satisfactory. There's obviously a reason why it was sent over to the board for consideration for amendments.
Okay.
So whatever it is.
Can I make a brief statement? And Chris is here, you can tell me if I misspeak. We got the ruling, obviously, about 2 months ago, like you said. Our attorney read, you know, gave us a synopsis of what he thinks it means legally and what we obviously read ourselves. And in so many words, it says on, in the actual ruling, we'll go ahead and do it again. Well, we thought the five of us at the table, at the council table, thought we didn't want it that way, the exact way, because it would be 4 years, maybe 5 years, we'd be sitting right back here and nothing's changed. So the five of us agreed unanimously that we think it should be amended in a certain way, shape, or form. And at the last meeting, we all put, you know, I think Kevin didn't offer anything yet because he wasn't familiar
correct,
with it.
Correct, one more time.
Chris had a few of them, I had a few, Ricky had a few. I don't know if Becky put anything, I'm not sure. I don't remember. But we all put a couple of ideas into this, and these are just suggestions, or maybe this is what we could do. Some of them actually contradict one another. One's a mid-rise, one's a high-rise.
So, yeah. I thought right. It was just me.
No, okay. Not at all. We just, all right. Everybody had their opinion. Everybody was allowed to put their 2 cents out there. But we did agree unanimously that we think something should be amended.
So essentially the letter, to Peter's point, the letter is asking the board to review the ordinance, take suggestions, and come back if the board is of the opinion that the ordinance should be revised.
The board should come back and say nothing should be changed. That's
or nothing should be changed.
Correct.
But specifically, I want to make sure that the board's going to have to follow these guidelines. You have to give us some
those
guidance
suggestions
as to what you want us to consider.
We figured you could strike some, add on some more, whatever it is. We gave our suggestions
okay.
as a whole.
Okay.
That was, am I right, Chris? That was the feeling.
And the goal is to have a supermajority approval of the resulting product
from the town council. Too.
Right.
That's entirely. That's up to you guys.
Well, that was our thinking.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. And the board, I get it. You want the board to vet its feelings on it from a planning perspective and a zoning perspective.
And we recognize their inconsistency, but they represent the thoughts of five okay. diverse people on the council.
The exactly. board will do its best to get its arms around that, whether there's inconsistencies or not. Give you a report. We'll do our best.
And understood, though it's not clearly stated, is the end product must be consistent with the basic plan.
I think that is stated. I think you did say that in one of them.
Which is from well, originally.
Well, the planning board is not allowed to do anything.
We
else.
Have to.
We can't say that if the end product, if what you're asking, if the board makes a determination that what some of the things or all of the things or none of the things are not consistent, or some of the things or all of the things are inconsistent with the master plan, they have to tell you that.
Right, they put that in the report, I assume.
Exactly.
The table. Right.
They'll tell you that. They can't bootstrap themselves into a position where they can strain to tell you that something is consistent if in fact it's not, and that's where Mr. Truscott's going to come in, hopefully, and give the board some guidance on what's in the master plan and what it means.
And as far as budget, I'll just check what your department's budget is, Carolyn, and we can just charge it to
we'll just do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think since we have canceled a few meetings that we could scrape
we'll
up, I don't know,
yeah.
Is it $4,500 for us to get the report?
He said
is that,
that, was, that was for a master plan amendment. So
okay,
I,
so it would be a lot less.
Yes.
So I think mm.
Yeah, and
okay.
Yeah, I don't... I think you've done it in a way that you've asked us to look at something, we'll look at it.
Right.
As far as a master plan revision is concerned, that's like, wait a minute now, which one do you want, where are we at?
Well, that came up because Mr. Truscott talked about that. He knew that we had two people asking
okay.
in two different areas, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, so
we
have to load.
So
okay.
rather than, you know, have 3 months of this, 3 months of that, that's why that came up.
Okay.
And then you asked the price, correct?
Mm-hmm. I was aware of that one.
The advantage of it being a master plan review is that it reduces the notice requirements.
Yes.
I don't
it's,
know.
If
from our perspective, a
from
master
my perspective as a clerk, it does.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that I'll give you the planning aspect. The planning board aspect is we have to give certain notices
right.
for master plan amendments and master plan adoption. You, as a borough, have a whole other series of notices that you have to give for zone changes.
It's a much bigger
so.
Burden if it doesn't. If it's not consistent.
I really. To me, it needs to be a stepwise approach that start with the exercise of looking at the master plan and making an assessment and a recommendation against that. And if there was to be something further, a project to look at the master plan, I really feel strongly those should be two separate things. They're very different. But also want to point out that earlier this year, it's on the record at a meeting, there was a discussion about whether at this time we should start relooking at the master plan.
Yeah, that's true.
And the decision was no, so I wanted to just remind us of that in case there's a, you know, that there's a problem there.
All right. You know what? I think in the interim between now and the June meeting, after everybody's had a chance to look at both of these, you know, the idea of this letter, contents of this letter, and the potential for a master plan, potential amendment review, I think it's gonna become more clear which should come first.
Does the clock on the master plan start with our 2008 master plan report? That was a review of the master plan.
I would think so.
And so it's just been changed
years.
To 10 years now.
Huh?
It's just been changed to 10.
So our 10-year clock started in
from
2008.
That
master.
Right. Yeah, that was a complete revision.
Yes.
We did that. Yeah, I think the task will become clearer as you look into this, as to which should go first. And then you go from there.
I don't know that we ever discussed on the master plan at the council table, did we? I know when we had two sites of people asking, Carolyn just asked Mr. Truscott for a price, but I don't think we ever really...
It came up as a price, and we asked for the...
And
it
was
came
there,
up
yeah,
as
never,
a possibility... We asked for the price as to
right.
to determine if that was going to be too costly.
Right. The
and
other ordinance
is to do one way or the other.
Right. The other ordinance we're talking about nothing to do with
no.
the master plan. It's
no.
more of a.
No, the Bowman thing is.
I think it's clear that we don't have a note at the table, at the council table. We don't want to. The
right.
only thing we would consider is the vote stars in the winter. Everything else is.
Right.
Pretty sure our lawyer told us illegal too. So.
But I think in either case, aside from the Bollman issue, either case, the ordinance review or the ordinance suggestions that we're being asked to look at, or a master plan, a potential amendment for a master plan that we're being asked to look at, it would require the services of the plan.
I would agree.
And
yes,
I'll
just want you there too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Especially with the litigation, you know, the past.
So when do you want to have our first meeting, Frank?
How about tomorrow night?
Friday night, go ahead.
No.
I'm sure the room's available.
Does everybody have everybody's email? You can...
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, be in touch with me, let me know.
Next week, Wednesday, I got a council meeting other than that anyway.
Thursday. I'm around. Next week, I have a fairly open week. I'm around.
Next Thursday?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm okay. Probably.
Day or night. I mean, I can...
Oh, it's got to be night.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. If you're going to use the courtroom, just check the availability of the room with me, please.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can
seven,
be great.
And you have to post it. It's something that public can attend. Public can attend the meetings, but they can't participate. You know, they have to be open.
You guys good on that? I'm going to do it right now.
She's checking her.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I'm pretty sure. What night were we?
Thursday.
Thursday. Next Thursday.
Right here in this room?
Okay, let me just make sure.
Thursday what?
7:30.
Be the 19th, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right, sir.
Yeah, I'm available. I'm not available on the second Thursday of every month when the planning board has been picked.
Looks good.
Good.
All right, so I'll check with the calendar and email the subcommittee members, the attorney and engineer.
You have everybody's email, right?
Can you send me a letter?
Yes, I know. I'll give you a phone call.
Would you do me a favor? Would you copy it to the council?
7:30
here.
So we all get it?
Get that on the calendar.
I'll announce that to the public. So.
Okay. I don't have the exact date. What was it?
19th. Week from tonight. Yep.
12 and 7.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table to set a hearing with the subcommittee for Thursday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. here in the council chambers.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Schulner. Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Schulner?
Yes.
Mr. Carla?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And it's going to be publicized and even a copy of council and everybody else, right?
Yes.
Put it on the board, too.
That's it?
Well, what about Mr. Truscott?
We have to do a motion.
You have to do something. Yeah, we have to.
How do you come up with a guesstimate of a dollar amount?
No more than
that. How can we do that? We don't know what it is.
Swear him in and ask him. Let's get him swimming. So Thomas Square testimony about to give the truth, whole truth, and the truth.
Let me ask you something. If it doesn't exceed his contract amount that we currently have with him, where we've missed two or three meetings. Yeah.
Well, it's different, right? This is different.
What we're doing is we're looking for a discount.
I'm saying if it was going to fall within
so that we can pay our contract,
yeah.
We would need to do
something.
He's talking about a meeting, too, before the end of the fiscal year.
Where we've canceled two meetings.
Yeah, but so my point is you shouldn't have to pay for one
meeting. It's going with TNN.
Right, so do we have to do a separate thing?
I don't think so. I mean, unless you think it's necessary, I mean, as long as it's been budgeted for engineering or for T&M Associates, whether it's used up,
have a professional engineering service.
That's fine.
Yeah, whether it's used up by you or it's used up by another.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
So then.
Now, at some point, you're going to have to, let's say for argument's sake, we've got to have two or three meetings. Yeah.
Then we'll bring something up.
Right.
If I start running short, I see there's a problem, I'm going to run you.
I think we'll, you know, that's what we got to look at.
Okay, that's settled?
Yeah, I would think that deals with the letter of May 6, 2011, Ray, Zoning Ordinance 0-0707 litigation.
Perfect.
And now, is there anything else?
We have approval of minutes from February 10th.
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mr. Mullen.
A second.
Seconded by Mr. Parla. Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Parla?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
I would also ask that you make a motion to carry the discussion on the substance of the May 6, 2011 to the next meeting in June. I'll offer it.
I'll second.
Or continue. Excuse me.
Continue to the, I'm sorry, June?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Schollner?
Yes.
Mr. Parla?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
The next item, as actually not on the agenda, is we did receive a memo regarding the master plan.
Right.
Review period has been extended from 6 years to 10.
Yes. Yeah, the law has been changed. I just saw a memo on it. I haven't actually seen the new statute, but evidently Governor Christie just signed it within the last week or so.
Yeah, it was just sent to the mayor on May 9th.
Oh, wait, was the last one?
And that's the minimum. You have to examine it at least once. Doesn't prevent you from examining it further or more frequently.
The next motion would be for adjournment.
So we'll have a communication.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask a question of the board about public input?
Okay, go ahead.
When a letter is
excuse me, your name and address.
I'm sorry, Martin Kiley. I own property at 39 Shore Drive and 55 Fifth Street Islands.
Okay.
When a letter is presented to the board, can the public have access to that when the public didn't have access to that prior? Tonight, two letters were presented, and I was unaware of both letters. That's why I'm here tonight.
I don't know what you mean by unaware.
Well,
did you come in and look through them?
Did
you come into the borough hall and look through the files?
No.
They're available.
But I would have to do that under Oprah, wouldn't I?
No. I think anything that's on for an agenda item should be available to be inspected by the public. So those documents are available in a central location. If it's an application for development, it has to be on file 10 days prior. The public has the right to come in and look. Pardon me. If it's a letter that's on our agenda, it should be available for you to take a look at.
So the second letter that was referenced tonight is in there. And that's apparently a letter from the city council.
I can tell you someone had requested when they saw the council agenda that they requested a copy of the Baldwin letter. I provided it. It was an agenda item. I didn't see any confidentiality with that.
Mr. Calvin, you're talking about the letter from the council to the planning board.
Exactly.
He's talking about the letter from the council to the planning board.
If you had asked for a copy or offered it, you would have been provided with one.
Got it. Thank you.
Just call me or email me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
We have another question.
One question back there. Hi. Your name, please?
Laurie Dibble, 32 Paradise Park. I would just like to request, I didn't put a letter in.
I told him you did, and he made a liar out of me now. I told him you were going to send us a letter.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Before you came, it's okay.
Basically.
I understand.
I would like to request that when you consider these changes for the zoning at Channel Lawn and Paradise Park, that you consider retaining manufactured housing in that zoning so that if this development doesn't occur,
time out.
Or while these
Wait a minute.
We're getting into this substantive.
Yeah.
You're. Pardon me for the interruption, first of all, okay? But that's substantive. The way I foresee this occurring, we just decided tonight the procedure that we're going to use to get all of the ideas regarding these things, including yours,
okay,
onto the
so
table.
So we still have time to write a letter.
Exactly.
Okay.
When we have the, when we, if we continued it to June, if the board is ready and they discuss it in June, I assume the board is going to open it up to the public.
Okay, I may not be here in June, so I
well, you send your letter.
Send a letter.
Send a letter. It's a legislative type here.
This is a public document anyway. Ms. Dibble, let me just, the letter that they're talking about that Mr. Kiley asked for, you can get a copy of too. Number five on here is keeping mobile home use. Now, we're not talking about downtown because we weren't talking about that at the council table. We talked about it up at Chattel Law.
And
we never, our lawyer told us that there was one thing in there that we could possibly do if we wanted to about the downtown part, and that the rest we shouldn't do. So we never discussed the uses at the council table. But in 07, the old, or that's no longer known, it's 07, 07 review that we as the council sent to the planning board, number five has mixed uses, including mobile home park use.
Okay, and then I have one other thing, one other question. Who do I go and talk to about, do I come before the planning board? We're at a point where we're, you know, considering we're in contract negotiations, and I need to get some clarification about some issues should we decide to go forward with the purchase, about zoning and how that all works, and who do I talk to?
Zoning officer.
Well, no, but do I come with...
You mean potentially what you want to do there?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to know what, like, the permitted uses?
Not just that, but how do we bring, what do we... Not just, well, right now we're non-conforming use. So what happens when we're non-conforming use? And there's a, you know, we need to move a home or bring another home.
Probably need a variance,
something like that.
You're going to have to talk to the zoning officer and a competent land use attorney.
Right.
Honestly. Because we can't, I'll help anybody as much as I can, but
sure.
I can't, you know, all the potential issues that may arise and what you may need, being a zoning board attorney as well as planning board attorney, if it's now converted into a non-conforming use, there's certain rights that you have with non-conforming uses and there's certain restrictions on them. You can't expand them. If you expand them in any way or shape or form, for the most part, it's considered an expansion and you need a use variance. But again, those kind of things...
Well, it is.
There's lawyers. Anytime we lawyers get involved in things, we always complicate things, unfortunately.
And the other question,
but you have to,
come
your initial,
as a whole community, or do we come as individuals?
You come as an individual applicant before a board for seeking...
No, I mean our community. Do we come as the community as an applicant? Or do we come
as an association?
Depends on who owns the property.
We've had individual mobile unit owners come to the board for variances to make improvements to their units.
I can give you a simple answer to
that.
If the applicant who's seeking
the individual unit or the whole
the applicant who's seeking the relief to do what making the specific request for their site or for their unit, they would have to be the applicant, but you would also need the consent of the landowner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, your starting point, the gatekeeper of zoning and planning in municipalities is the zoning officer. Whenever you're not sure if you can do something, you go, you speak to him or her, you tell them, this is what I'd like to do with my property, they will tell you, make application for zoning permit, I think it's $10, you do it, and you say, no, you can't do this. Or they'll informally tell you, you can't do this,
or
you need to go to a board.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not that complex.
Ms. Dibble, can I ask you, once you potentially take repossession of the property, you just want it to go back to a mobile home use or expanding?
At this point, I can't quite answer that.
No, because I would say you just wanted that and you own the property.
Manufactured housing,
right,
community,
right.
And it depends upon what kind of financing we get. We
sure.
may get financing that requires that we keep that. But at this point, everything's kind of...
Up in the air?
Yeah, everything's sort of crazy right now.
Do you have an association established down there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We've had an association there. The association is who brought the litigation initially.
So So what I was going to suggest, and it's just, you know, I'm not a lawyer or anything, when you potentially do have everything settled, then you might be the owner again or not. The association, I assume, would be the owner?
That's what we're hoping for, yeah. That's
and if, it, if you're the owner of the property again...
In negotiations.
Right, if you're the owner of the property again and your association is obviously established and you just want to be mobile home park again, I hate to beat it to death, send a letter to the mayor and council and we'll review it and do exactly what we did on the last one.
Yeah, and we're probably going to want to do...
No, whatever it is. I'm just, you know, whatever it is. But if you want to get the first thing done, and then, you know, because there's not a lot of, you know, good things happening with the economy right now, that's not as hard as something else.
Well, we hope that this comes to pass and that we get to work with you guys and come up with something really good for everyone.
Just a suggestion, you know.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be allowed to move the mobile home off the property because it's a non-conforming use.
Sure, she can decrease the degree of non-compliance, she just can't increase it.
Couldn't put more on,
you
right?
Put another unit in.
Right.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Okay, motion to adjourn.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes.